This is Abe Kiyos recording from Maseches Megillah, Daf Yutes Amud Beis. We left off, we had read the first few lines of Yutes Amud Beis. We'll just go back. There was a discussion of, can you read a Megillah to be Yotzei the Mitzvah if it's in a scroll that is, like, let's say, all of Ksuvim or more Svarim? So we said one difference is, if it's recognizable unto itself, that's good enough. And then we said further, I'm going to pick it up from Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Akori B'Megillah Ksuva Bein Ksuvim, Lo Yatza, right? He says that if you read a Megillah that is written amongst the Ksuvim, you are not Yotzei. Umachule Amocha, and they hit him on the head, meaning they hit him on the brain, literally. But it means that he qualified the statement by saying, Bitzibur Shanu. That's only a din that applies Bitzibur. You have to read from a special Megillah. But if you're reading it to be Yotzei in a private reading, then you're allowed to read it from a full sefer of Ksuvim. Fine. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Another statement, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, name Rabbi Yochanan. Shiur hatefer halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. So the amount, there is a halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai, basically, that in the Sefer Torah, so you don't, you leave over some of the stitching. You don't stitch the entire parchment up from the top to the bottom. You leave over a slight amount. And then they hit him on the head and they said, whoa, 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 you better qualify that statement. They only said it so that shouldn't be torn, meaning if it's so tightly stitched and there's no give, then when you try to roll the Torah, you're going to yank it and you're going to rip it. And therefore, the whole point is that you leave over a tiny amount so that it won't rip when you roll the Torah. V'am Rav Chiya bar Abba, Am Rav Yochanan, another statement of Rav Chiya bar Abba, name Rav Yochanan, El Mali Nishtayr Bama'ara, Sha'amad ba Moshe ve'Eliyo, kimlo nekev machat sidkis, or stakis, lo hav yicholun lamo v'pnei ha'ora. So if, had it not been so, that in the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu was in, or the cave where Eliyo Anavi was in, right, so he points out that there's a tradition in Chazal that they actually went to the same cave when Moshe Rabbeinu was in the cave during Parshas Kisisa. That's last week's Parsha when Hashem appeared to him and he said that you're supposed to stay over here and I'm going to pass by and you'll see my back, you won't see my front. And Eliyahu HaNavi, when he ran away and he spent all the time in the cave and he was fed with the ravens, so Kadosh Baruch Hu and then Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the vision, Lo Baruch Hashem, Lo Eish Hashem, etc. So all of this was actually in the same cave. So had it not been that there was like a small pinhole of a needle size, of like a crack, a tiny little needle, right? So had they not had that, so they would not have been able to survive because of the light. Now, what are we talking about over here? So we say that, where'd we go? Sorry. So he said that had they not been like this little pinhole in the walls of the cave, they would have basically been blinded or consumed by the light of the Shekhinah, the revelation that they saw. Shenamar, because it says, Ki lo yareini adam b'chai, right? No man can see me and live. So obviously we don't understand exactly what that means, but somehow there was like a tiny little nekev, it was a pinhole, in that they didn't actually get the full brunt of the Shekhinah. Some of it was diffused out and therefore they weren't harmed by it. Amar Rabbi bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another thing that Rabbi Abba said in the name of Yochanan, my dichsiv va'aleim kechol ador masher dibra Hashem imachem bahar, also last week, not last week, I'm sorry, but it's talking about on these luchos, you're supposed to write all the things that Hashem told you when you are on Har Sinai. Melame sheheru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe dikduke Torah dikduke Sofrim. So what did Hashem show to Moshe? All of the different things that we learn in the Torah, diyukim that we make, right? Rashi says over here, ribuyin, esin, v'gamin, miyutin, achin, v'rak. And anytime we include something because it says the word es, this, or gam, that, or when he excludes something when it says ach, this, or rak, that. So this, those were shown to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And dikduke sofrim, right? Things that the later generations figured out. And umasha sofrim asidim l'chadish, and that which the chachamim were going to come up with in later generations. Umayniyu, and what were some of the things that the rabbis were going to come up with in later generations? Mikra Megillah, the reading of Megillah and the mitzvos of Purim. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakol k'sher in likra, says Megillah. Chutz mecher shote v'katan. Anyone can read the Megillah. Anyone is kosher to do so, except for a deaf mute person who is mentally unbalanced and a person who is below bar mitzvah. Rav Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rav Yehuda says a katan can read the Megillah. Okay. Says the Gemara, man tano cheresh the eved namilo. Who is the one who holds that even b'di eved a cheresh can't read the Megillah? So I'm Rav Master of Yossi. This is the opinion of Rav Yossi. The Tanan Akori says shema v'lo shmiel lo azno yatsa. Rav Yossi omer lo yatsa. So we already had this machlokas earlier on that if someone reads the shema and he can't hear the words that he is saying. So the Tanakama says he's Yotze, and Rabbi Yossi says you are not Yotze even b'di'evit. Umimai de Rabbi Yossi. So how do I know that this Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Yossi and b'di'evit nami lo? How do I know the Mishnah means that you're not even Yotze b'di'evit? It just says everyone's kosher read the Megillah except for Acher Shote v'Katan. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda v'lechadchilahu d'lo. Right? Hadi'evit shaper dami. Maybe this is really Rabbi Yehuda. And you're just not allowed to read the Megillah lichatchila if you can't hear the words that you're saying. But b'di'eved, you are. Now, I mistranslated the word. I just realized I mistranslated the word in the Mishnah as a deaf mute. You can't be a mute and read the Megillah. So obviously, we're talking about just the person who's deaf, but he can't speak. Okay, so the Gemara says, how do we know that this is not just talking about lichatchila, which basically even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you shouldn't do it lichatchila if you can't hear. So the Gemara says, lo solka daitach, nah. It's not nistaver to think that way. Dikatani cheresh dumya deshot v'katan, because it's a list. Cheresh shot v'katan. So we assume they're all three on the same level. Masho v'katan dieved namilo, av cheresh dieved namilo. Obviously, it's obvious to all that a shote is pater from mitzvos and a katan is pater from all mitzvos. So too a cheresh, even one who can speak, is not supposed to read the Megillah. And even v'dieved, he's not yotze. V'dilma kadisa. Nah, maybe each one stands alone. Maybe Cheresh is kasher v'di'evit, and Shotan Katan is possibly v'di'evit. Says me the Katani safer. Now, but look at the next line in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda machsher b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan is kasher read the Megillah. Nechlal the Reisha lav Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of the Reisha. Otherwise, why would we say Rabbi Yehuda says following the opening statement? V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. He says nah. You could say that. It is Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that's not a definitive thing. It implies it's not all Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not definitive. So, mi nami are the comparable Reisha l'psula v'seifa l'kshera, right? So he says it's not the Reisha saying this is pasul, and the Seifa saying no, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. So it's not going to be a continuing statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll try again. V'domar kula Rabbi Yehuda hi v'tregavni katan katani la. Right, maybe the Mishnah is written in super shorthand, and it's talking about two different types of katan. And this is really what the Mishnah was really missing words, whether it was actually missing words, or whether just it was written in shorthand, and you have to figure out the in-between words. This is how you're actually supposed to read the Mishnah. Maybe what it means is like this. Cheresh and a katan are not allowed to read the Megillah, but a katan shehigia lechinuch, a katan who's holding by reading the Megillah, and therefore you have to train him in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, he is kosher. And how do we know this? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds a katan is kosher. So that way, if you read the Megillah, if you read the Mishnah that way, really the whole Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's figure this out. B'mayu kimta ki Rabbi Yehuda v'di'evet. Right, so you just established the Mishnah as being like Rabbi Yehuda, and the whole thing is on a level b'di'evit. I mean, Cheresh is puzzled b'di'evit. Elohad katani Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Cheresh amedaber v'ena shamei Torah mechadchila. So now we have a new opinion, a third opinion, that a Cheresh, a person who can speak but he can't hear, he can separate truma lechadchila. Now, what are we talking? Just a little bit of background. We have three shitos. We have Rabbi Yehuda's shita, Rabbi Yossi's shita, and now we have the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the name, and Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Shimon Pazi. So, when you separate truma, you do two things. You make a bracha. You say this is going to be truma, and you separate it out. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, since you can't hear the bracha, you can't do it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't do it lechadchila because you're going to miss out on the bracha. B'di'eved, you should do it. You can do it, and if you do it, it works. And then Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Shimon Pazi, he says, nah, you don't need to hear it. It's fine. Just do it lechadchila. It's good enough. So now that we have these three opinions, so we should have a third possible opinion in the Mishnah. Maybe a cheresh who can't hear, but he can speak, should be reading the Mishnah lechadchila. So, Rabbi Yehuda, d'yevet in lechadchila lo. So if you're going to say the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so he's still not allowed to read the Mishnah lechadchila. He can only read it if he did d'yevet. If he did it, you're yotze. Rabbi Yossi, d'yevet nami lo. And if you're Rabbi Yossi, so then if you can't hear it, you're not even yotze b'd'yevet, even if you did it already. The Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. So you could say that it's Rabbi Yehuda v'Afilu l'charchila, right? So in other words, what are you going to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and he even allows the cheresh to read l'charchila? It's impossible. So Ella Hadatanya lo yivarech adam virkas amazon belibo. You shouldn't say virkas amazon quietly without pronouncing the words. But if you did it and you couldn't, you said the words so low that you couldn't even hear them in your own ears, you're still Yotza b'di'avid mani. Who is that? Lo Rav Yehuda, lo Rav Yossi, right? So it can't be Rav Yehuda and it can't be Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda afilu l'charchila. In other words, based on the way you're reading this Mishnah now, Rav Yehuda basically says you can read the Megillah if you're a chirish. So you should also be able to bench silently l'charchila. So Rav Yossi afilu d'avid nami lo. And if you're Rav Yossi, so even if you bench too quietly, you should not be Yotze. So the Olam says, I'm going over now to Chavim and Av. The Olam Rav Yehuda, v'afilu l'charchila. Really, it goes like Rav Yehuda, and it's even l'charchila. Lo kasha, hadidei hadarabe. So it's Rav Yehuda going according to his Rebbe versus Rav Yehuda's own opinion. So we're not going to continue to show how one is Rav Yehuda and one is his Rebbe. We're going to save that for next time.